Damn,
No.
She's got much worse on camera.
No. If we're going to speak on it, let's speak on it.
Go.
So the homie, the homie Ash Reiser, he had a song with Kendrick Lamar back in the day on Section 80. You know, he wrote, I think he wrote and sung a song on Good Kid, Mad City. You know, Doja loves those white boys, right? So she used to date the homie Ash, right? They fucking got into it or something like that, and she deleted his whole hard drive of music that he was working on to, like, send to TDE or, like, you know, like, some shit like that. It was something very important, and she deleted his entire catalog of music that was on his hard drive. And he ended up, you know, having a lot of fucking abuse problems, substance abuse problems, and he ended up passing away. All
right, peace, y'all. Peace. So in this video, I'm going to be talking about the pop star Doja Cat. Now, a lot of y'all have been asking me to talk about Doja Cat for the longest. And I kind of wanted to avoid, you know, talking about her, you know, due to the fact a lot of times she does troll her fans for attention. But I found some interesting things, and I figured I'd talk about it with you guys. And break it down for the people that don't understand. All right. So Doja Cat was born October 21st, 1995. Her mother, Deborah Sawyer, who is a Jewish graphic designer, and her father, Dumasani Dlamini, who is a South African actor, raised Doja Cat in the suburbs of Los Angeles, preferably the Tarzana, California area. Now, she would deny the fact that her father played any part in her career or that he was even present for that matter. But with her Jewish ties through her mother and her father's connections through Hollywood, a bit of nepotism was definitely involved.
Great. I'm just thinking about my dad because he was in Serafina. And yeah, so seeing you and meeting you is like the craziest
thing.
What's
your dad's name? What's your
Dumasani.
Get out of here!
Yeah, he's crocodile.
Yeah. Oh shit! Isn't that amazing? Oh my god!
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And I didn't get to meet him, but you did, man.
Now, during her grooming days in high school, she began practicing Hinduism and attended break dancing and pop locking classes. Now, I want y'all to pay very close attention to the Hinduism part, because it's going to play a major part in her career as well.
I was born in Tarzana, moved to Rye. When we moved back, we went straight to an ashram, and we lived on an ashram for about 4 years. It was just really, like, constricting for me. Even though it was beautiful and there was a lot of nature, I felt like I couldn't be a kid, because you have to wrap your head and, like, cover your everything, and you can't show your shoulders. It was a huge part of my life, for sure. And then we moved out, and I ditched it completely. But I really loved the visual aspect of it. I thought it was really beautiful. A lot of, like, airbrushed pictures of gods and stuff like that. And the music was beautiful. We'd, like, sing a lot, and it was cool. It's great. It's, you know, when it's great. But if you're trying to, like, do kids stuff like skateboard and eat cheeseburgers, it's not the place.
Now, her aunt, who was a vocal coach, gave her singing lessons to audition for a visual and performing arts school in Los Angeles. Before dropping out of high school, Doja Cat put her performance to the test and recorded the song So High using her laptop microphone and a beat she found on SoundCloud. When she recorded the song So High, she uploaded the song to SoundCloud and was contacted by a man named Dr. Luke. Now, I'm just going to explain, right, how this all plays in the part and how nepotism is involved.
Can you take us from that young lady to the young lady that got brave enough to share the music and start to get out there?
Thank God for SoundCloud and having, like, mutual friends on Facebook and stuff like that. Like, I found SoundCloud through my brother, and I wanted to post stuff, and I did, and people who were mutual friends of friends on Facebook heard my stuff, and I was getting, like, maybe 50 plays on some of my stuff, and I would, like, freak out or whatever. But, you know, knowing that people wanted to come back to listen to stuff, because I was posting more. I had like a system where I'd post like 2 songs a month and like no more, no less. And I just kept to that and it was doing well and it like kept on picking up. And I was like, what the f-? Like, this can't be that good. But I just kept going. And yeah, like.
So with her just having some type of connections, or you notice where she said, oh, you know, a friend of a friend on Facebook, you know, reached out to her, and then next thing you know, the song just blows up. All right. Like I said to y'all before, like, you know, nepotism plays a part when, you know, when you might have an uncle or a cousin in the industry, right, that, you know, may know somebody, and you don't really have to do too much to get heard. You know, you see this guy just come out, and next thing you know, he's blowing up. You know, so when she recorded the song So High and, you know, mysteriously got a deal, you know, it's kind of like, you know, somebody knew somebody. I'll be honest with you. When you know, if 2 Jewish people know each other in the media business or entertainment business, you pretty much can get, you know, far with that. You know, so the song So High actually got placed in an episode of Empire. All right, now, Dr. Luke, who actually signed her to his record label, Kemosabe Records, was a subsidiary of RCA Records, right? But Dr. Luke has now changed his name to Tyson Tracks due to his sexual assault claims against Kesha. So Kesha accused him of sexual assault, and he, you know, said that he's not going to give her her royalties. So she's basically going broke, right, just to kind of like keep her quiet. But you know, he's the same guy that's responsible for, you know, getting Doja Cat in the industry, all right? And also he produced one of her biggest hits, Say So, which features Nicki Minaj. All right, now in 2015 she released the song Didn't Do Nothing, right, which is actually mocking the death of Sandra Bland. All right, now, once she got backlash from the song, she removed it from SoundCloud, and people still have the version of the song, but, you know, this was when a lot of controversy was surrounding the Sandra Bland situation, and she put out the song Didn't Do Nothing. Now, the term Didn't Do Nothing is actually a racial term, okay? It's basically a ploy that a lot of Caucasian people have came up with as in result to police brutality. All right, so with her doing that, you know, it kind of made her look crazy. I'm just going to be honest. Now, many of her fans have accused Doja Cat of being racist throughout her career, especially in 2015 when it was rumored that she had stripped on Tiny Chat for a room full of white supremacists. All right, and was using racial slurs and all of this stuff. She also took a selfie wearing a Sam High t-shirt. Okay, now Sam High was a YouTuber, or still is, I don't know. He was actually a neo-Nazi, all right? But she was supporting this guy and, you know, put on the shirt or whatever. Now, in 2018, she released the song Moo, all right, which is primarily paying homage to the bull, all right? Now, like I said, remember that part where, you know, she practiced Hinduism during high school, right? Now, many people know this, some don't, but Hindus believe the cow or the bull to be sacred, all right? Now, some people get that confused with the cow being God, but that's not the case. They believe the cow to be more sacred, all right? The bull is in association with Baphomet, all right? Not to mention the video is putting the viewer in a trance, okay, by repeating the same images, all right, and also the use of mind control. Now, I haven't listened to this song fully through, all right, so I couldn't tell you what she says in the song, whatever the case may be, but I did try to watch this video, and, you know, using the black and white duality is the same concept of hypnotism, right, putting you under a spell, mind control. So when you're seeing these images flashing behind her while she's in a black and white, you know, cow costume is putting the viewer in a trance. Not to mention the lyrics on the song, from what I heard, was pretty much repetitive, all right, to the point where a person could not forget the song. So, you know, if you understand the dynamics of how to make a song put a person, and using frequency, put a person under a trance, that's exactly what she did. Now, did she know what she was doing? Of course not, but her engineers did. You understand? Now, in 2022, when Doja Cat turned 27, we all know she threw an Illuminati-themed birthday party, right? Basically to mock the 27 Club, and also had some Freemasonic imagery on display of the cake as well, right? Which she claims she was just trolling, all right? But
another Illuminati to comment and fucking, did you sell your soul shit? Y'all are so fucking corny. Y'all dress this shit every day. I don't care how long it takes till y'all shut the fuck up. It was Halloween. It was the month of Halloween. And my ass decides to throw a fucking Eyes Wide Shut party. And now because everybody's like, oh, the Illuminati signs, the Illuminati symbols all over the cake. I did a party that's based on the Illuminati because it's funny that I'm famous and I can utilize that as a meme to fucking make you all scared on Halloween night or pre-Halloween. It's the point of the fucking party. That's why people have Halloween parties on fucking Halloween or before. Mine trumped all. Mine was so good that it had y'all acting fucking crazy till December. You're still caught in your feelings because you're so freaked out. I'm that good. You can just admit that.
But yeah, we're gonna break down some things that I did find, you know, in these interesting tattoos that she has, right? Now, the first one that I spotted, okay, is going to be the Fortunio Licetti's 1616 artwork called The Monstrous, all right? Now, Fortunio Licetti actually had an obsession, all right, with demons, okay? And he also practiced demonology, all right? So, this artwork here, what you see is of a horse with fish scales, all right? Is actually the demon, all right, Erebus, all right? Now, Erebus is actually the prince of hell. Now, we're going to break down the powers of Erebus and what he actually does, all right? Now, it says, Erebus answers questions and gives one power and control over others. He protects one from the persecution of evil spirits and also from one's enemies. He will put a stop to slander and gossip. He can foretell the future and discern the past and present. Erebus is the patron of horses. Erebus appeared to me with the black stallion bucking up with lightning. He appears both as a small, unusual, dark-haired man or a boy with medium blonde ring curls. Now, whether Fortunio Licetti, right, basically took this depiction and made his own, okay, it's still a form of a demon that she tattooed on her. Now, I'm pretty sure Doja Cat knows this if she knows the history of Fortunio Licetti, right? She knows that this derives from demonology, all right? These are all demons, okay? Now, and I have to point this out as well. When you see these artists tattoo these beings on their bodies, these demonic beings on their bodies, these people are making pacts with these spirits, all right? I said this in an old video. When you get a tattoo of a Baphomet or a pentagram or any type of demonic, you know, spirit or whatever, you're making a pact with that demon. It's basically blood in, blood out, all right? Instead of you signing your name and blood and all of that stuff, you're tattooing that spirit in you, okay? That's basically what these people are doing, all right? Now, next, she has a tattoo of a bat skeleton, okay, entering her cervical spine. Now, I'm going to break this down. A lot of people confuse this to be a demon or whatever. Oh, she's got a demon, but it's actually a bat skeleton, okay? Now, if you can see, there's a circle, okay, with a line going through it. And this is going, the bat symbol is going into her cervical spine. The bat basically symbolizes rebirth, all right? And in Freemasonry, the third degree, all right, associates with being reborn, all right? Hence, the three layers of the birthday cake, right, with the Freemasonry logo on the side, right? Now, a lot of Christians believe in being reborn into Christ, right? But a lot of occultists believe in being reborn into Satanism. Okay, so now when you have this bat skeleton, okay, entering your cervical spine, all right, this is where your all your information travels to. She's defining being reborn, okay? She's defining being reborn. This is why you're starting to see Doja Cat now go from wholesome and you know, I mean, she's pretty much always been weird, but she's going from wholesome to now demonic, all right, where it's almost scary. Okay, because she's been inducted into, all right, the occult. All right. Now, many Doja Cat fans have stopped supporting her due to her connection to Satanism. All right. Now, I showed you guys the clip at the beginning of the video with House Phone basically saying that Doja Cat was involved with Ash Riser. All right, his death, right, made him commit suicide and things of that nature. But we're gonna talk about the Paint the Town Red video. I didn't watch it, all right, but there are a few things in the lyrics that I want to point out, okay, where she says she's the devil, she's a bad little bitch, she's a rebel. In the video, she's also walking with Satan. All right. Saying, yeah, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. And also calling herself a demon lord. Now, a lot of Doja Cat fans will attribute and say, oh, she's just trolling. She's just trolling. OK, but when these people get inducted into their cult, right, a lot of them have to use these practices. OK, it's called manipulation, mind manipulation. OK, if you see Doja Cat in this video, she's basically, you know, worshiping the devil, if that makes sense. The whole video, all right? Now, I just want y'all to understand this, man. A lot of these artists, they know what they're doing, okay? They know exactly what they're doing, and they won't stop until, you know, their time is up, all right? Now, like I said, she had Jewish connections, which got her in the door. You know, and there's a lot of nepotism involved and all of this stuff, but she knows exactly what she's doing, okay? She knows exactly what she's doing, and, you know, we just have to be careful with, you know, listening and watching a lot of this stuff, all right? So with that being said, y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed the video, and get to more work for y'all. Peace.